On the outskirts of Sydney, Australia, the beach community of Maroubra Bay has long been a place of beauty and brutality.
With the beach bordered by a rifle range and Australia's biggest jail built on top of the hill, which from its hilltop location served as a constant warning to the community below. Maroubra, with its challenges, saw many of the younger members of the community born into an environment rife with domestic conflict, parental neglect, and drugs.
Some of those young people found refuge on the waves and with a violent gang of surfers called the Bra Boys, Bra there being short for Maroubra. They're profiled in a new film narrated by Russell Crowe. The documentary broke Australian box office records, and it just opened in some U.S. cities. It centers on the four Aberton brothers, Sonny, Kobe, Jai, and Dakota. Sonny Aberton wrote and directed the film. He started the project because he wanted to show that there was more to the Bra Boys than their thuggish reputation. But 6 months in, the story changed. His brother Jai was charged with murder, and his brother Kobe charged as an accessory. In the end, Jai was acquitted and the charges against Kobe were dropped. Sonny Aberton stopped by our studios recently. He said he wanted the film to show what life is like for a young man in Maroubra.
Most of our friends that we grew up, our parents were all heroin addicts or alcoholics, or they were up in the local prison up on the hill. So, I mean, for us to all grow up as those kids, and the reason we formed was just a sole way of survival. You know, I wanted to try and show that struggle in the documentary. So that's what we first set out to do. But 6 months into the filming of it, Jai was charged with the shooting. And then 6 months later, Kobe's an accessory. I mean, I think we really had to remain true to the story that we're trying to tell. And, you know, that is our lives. That is your life in these types of communities, in a project anywhere, where sometimes you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Is it hard for you to be objective in this, because you're talking about the closest people in your life?
Yeah, it was really hard. So what I tried to do was just stick to the facts. You know, the facts are that there has been a long-running battle between the local surf community and the local authorities. And really, you know, I could have pointed the finger at the police and said they've done this or done that. But we really didn't. We really just looked to the facts of what was happening.
You know, in watching the film, though, including sort of, you know, a lot of footage of these brawls on the beach, including one in particular that seems to go on almost for 2 minutes, when you watch that, it seems like you're not just talking about a stereotype or a stigma, that this reputation, this rough reputation, is well-deserved.
Yeah, well, we're not trying to paint ourselves as angels in the documentary, as we clearly show, but, you know, we're not condoning violence, we're not trying to glorify it. What we're trying to say, though, in the movie, and one of those main reasons why we did make it, is to show that even if you do come from one of those backgrounds, that if you can concentrate your anger and your frustration and put it into an outlet like surfing, you can succeed and get through it.
What is different about an Australian surfer? A lot of people listening to this might think they know a thing or two about surfing here in the States, but what's different about surfers in Australia?
It's so much more entrenched with our culture in Australia. For instance, our grandfather taught us to surf. So it's something like when you're from a really young age, and surfers grow up, we've got a lot more bays and headlands, so surfers grow up more in their tribe, so to speak. They don't travel from beach to beach as much as say, an American surfer would do. You know, one day they might surf San Diego, they might zip up to Newport Beach, and then the next day, up to Ventura, where Australian surfers seem to stay close to their local area where they grew up.
Their tribe, such an interesting word.
It is. I think it is much more tribal. Surf culture in Australia is much more tribal. We also have the board riding clubs in Australia, which is quite unique to Australia. That is like your local club, like Maroubra Board Riders Club. That's one of the places where the youth are first introduced to the older generation, and, you know, where all the rights of, you know, the beach and the respect and the moral is kind of taught and passed down to that younger generation. And if it wasn't for those older guys, even though we did grow up in this really chaotic environment, if it wasn't for those older guys that you know, from the Board Riders Club and the older guys from that older tribe were saying to me and Kobe, hey, don't go down that way, you know, don't go into crime, don't go into drugs. If you think you're tough, let's put it into the ocean. Let's see you charge a big wave. If you think you're tough, come on, let's go.
That's Sonny Aberton. He's the director of the documentary Bra Boys. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.